podcast, February 6th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can visit us on sportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on the on Twitter at the Sportscast One, and check us out in our app, the Sportscast for iOS. Kyrie Irving has a fourth new team he's joining in seven seasons. He's going to the Dallas Mavericks with Luka, and join us all the way from North Upstate New York, Ryan Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
San Diego is good. Big news in this week on them. We'll see. You know, first trade domino to fall. We'll see how many happen before our Thursday's deadline.
Thursday deadline, of course, February 7th. February 9th. Okay, so we'll go into the trade details. Kyrie Irving traded to the Dallas Mavericks in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a first-round pick, and multiple second-round picks. There are other teams that are also in the we're also trying to deal for Irving. Rumored was the Clippers, the Lakers. I believe Utah as well was into that mix. But Ryan, what are your thoughts? You are a Mavericks fan. You like Luka. Everyone said they needed a piece. Is Irving this piece?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. I mean, if you ever watch, you know, the Mavericks, you know, this year, you'll see, here's a good stat. You know, historically this year, Luka plays the whole first quarter, whole third quarter. And you know, he sets the bench for the first 6 minutes of the second and fourth. They are plus five in each of the first and third quarters, and they are negative four in the second and fourth quarter. That's got to tell you that there's an imbalance in this team. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie is a good piece. You know, he was a great third option when they had Brunson, but you know, the Mavericks are 0-8 in games that Luka doesn't play in, especially can only take you so far. You know, this is a loss. You know, I think he came in last year, did, you know, the best he could. You know, he's a good teammate. What realizing Mavs fans are hurting is the loss of Dorian Finney-Smith. You know, this is a guy they took a flyer on years ago in the draft. You know, he's hardworking, you know, fan favorite, you know, kind of the glue guy of this team, you know. So sad to see him leave, but when you have a transcendent talent, and Kyrie Irving, you've got to take your chance in that. You know, Luka signed off on this last night or yesterday afternoon, and you know, so it was nice. It kind of gives you hope as a Mavs fan that this year could be the year.
This year could be the year. The Mavericks, of course, were a West Conference Championship finalist. This could be it. Obviously, the West is kind of it's kind of open right now. Now that the Warriors are not completely healthy, Steph Curry will be back after the All-Star break. The Mavericks, you know, a team of future, you know, of course, owned by Mark Cuban. They sit at sixth place in the standings. How do you see this Mavericks team this year? And now, and how's it going to look like when Irving comes in?
Yeah, you know, so now you I think we'll see what the rest of the league brings in the way of trade. You know, I don't know if the Mavericks have done trading pieces yet. Because ultimately, you're trying to create enough cap space to sign Kyrie to a max contract. Or if Kyrie does walk, you'll have room to sign, hopefully, another player, you know, great talent to a max contract. So, we'll see what they do with Christian Wood, you know, who was an impending free agent, and Tim Hardaway Jr., who's got a big contract that takes up a lot of space. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, right now, obviously, you've got two superstars. You're going to see – really the issue with, you know, is how Luka's going to do with another player who who has the ball in his hands a lot. So we'll see how, you know, how well he does, you know, off the ball, you know, because he seems to have the ball in his hand more than any player in the NBA does, you know, and the numbers don't lie in that. So we'll see how that balances. You know, they still have, you know, some of the shot makers, a Reggie Bullock, you know, a young talent in Josh Green, you know, defenders, you know, big man in Christian Wood and Dwight Powell. So we'll see. Yeah. I don't know if they're title contenders per se, but they're definitely, in, like you said, in the West, there's no great team. So, you know, everything's up for grabs.
It is up for grabs. Let's talk about Brooklyn. Kevin Durant is left from that three, James Harden, Kyrie, and of course, Durant. Durant is now rumored to go to Phoenix. Your thoughts on that situation at Brooklyn, in Brooklyn?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of a rumor that's going on. Brooklyn hasn't said anything. Durant hasn't said anything. So we'll see what happens. You know, he's still kind of out with an injury. So they're kind of probably, they'll probably gauge his interest, you know, what he's feeling. You know, does he want to be? To me, this is not a bad team. They can add, they could still go back and really trade Spencer Dinwiddie or another piece that they got in this trade to get another player to come along. You know, maybe an OG Aminov or Pascal Siakam from Toronto, but both are available in trades. See if they can add another piece to this puzzle. And I think, you know, again, you know, when you're Kevin, you got Kevin Durant, you know, you've got one of the best shot makers ever in the NBA. So you just got to add a couple pieces around him and they'll be all right.
Kevin Durant, of course, the big question mark. But what were your overall thoughts? Remember a couple years ago, Harden, Kyrie, and Durant coming to Brooklyn, they were going to win the East and win everything. What happened to that project? What fell through?
Blew up. I don't know. It's just too many personalities that just didn't really fit. And paper, it looks like amazing, but paper doesn't win you games, and that's for sure.
Does the air of the super teams over?
No, you just got to have the right combo. Like, the Warriors are still, I mean, that's a super team. They did quite fine last year. You know, they've got some issues and alongside, you know, injuries this year that they just haven't lived up to potential. But I don't know if they're done. You've got to personality balance. So.
There you have it. Brooklyn Nets, Dallas Mavericks. Ryan Krista approves it. Let's go in. With more trades we haven't talked about that happened back in January, Lakers add Rui Hachimura. Your thoughts on that trade?
That's a trade not to make you necessarily. He's not going to put you over the top, but he's kind of like one of those guys that's good at a lot of things. But not Matt. He's kind of like a baby LeBron in the sense of he does everything, but he's just not a LeBron standard. You know, he's a good rebounder, good ball handler, you know, good rebound, you know, good passer. He's not as elite as a LeBron at any of those, but he can kind of fit that mold as does a little bit of everything. Obviously, really familiar as a Gonzaga fan, you know, really enjoy playing him, watching him develop through the years. But again, not, you know, Washington's and trying to see what their future holds in the organization. So, you know, just getting a couple assets from the Lakers and that was a good deal for them. So I think it was a win-win for everybody in that deal.
Also, a name buzzing in this trade week, Russell Westbrook of the Lakers, that has been tossed around. Do you think he might be a piece for a trade for the Lakers to get something bigger?
I mean, I think the Lakers would love that because they just want to get rid of his salary. And it's just the problem is if you get rid of his salary, you're going to have to attach one of their first-round picks. And for some reason, the Lakers are keeping these first-round picks like they're gold. And it's kind of holding them back a little bit, my person. You know, if you want to go make a big move, get rid of Russell Westbrook, bring in a player. You know, Russell Westbrook, it's kind of the guy – he's productive right now, but not at the salary he's making. That's the best I could say.
You know, Phoenix Suns were interested in trading Chris Paul for Kyrie.
Yeah, you know, Chris Paul He's making a boatload of money. He's hit his age is finally really catching up to him. They basically got, they're figuring out their future. I think insiders say they're evaluating their future basically after this year without Chris Paul. So what they're going to look like, they're probably going to, you know, move on from him either after this year or after next year.
I will say this, Ryan, I think adding to Kyrie is huge. I think he brings championship experience, playoff experience. This could be a good fit. I know that he has a lot of off the court issues with the vaccines and everything, but I think this could be a good piece. I mean, is it significant? We will see.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, time will tell. You know, we might be talking about this in 3 months saying this is the worst move that Mark Cuban's ever made. You know, it's hard because you look at Kyrie, you look at a guy who was really instrumental in them, you know, Cavaliers winning that 2016 championship. But you also seen a guy really create drama wherever he's been. His exit from Cleveland, his exit from Boston, Brooklyn, you know. Things like that don't happen over in time for no reason. It's not a coincidence, let's just say it. But, sources say he's happy to be in, you know, Dallas, and Luka's happy to have him. So hopefully he'll at least have a good honeymoon period here in the first couple of weeks.
Another trade rumor, Jazz, Olynyk, and Andrew Bell. Do you think those two guys will be traded out?
The Jazz are interesting because they sent away all their key pieces this offseason, minus Jordan Clarkson and Mike Conley, and they got a bunch of these random pieces back in these trades. They're definitely looking. They're always. They know this is not defined. You know, they're doing good. They're overachieving, but they know this is not where they need to be. So they'll definitely look to trade anybody, basically pretty much touchable on their roster, maybe minus Jordan Clarkson.
The NBA suspend Magic Mo Bamba 4 games and Timberwolves Austin Rivers 3 games over a brawl that happened this past Friday. Your thoughts on these situation here?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. You know, I'm much, you know, looking through the league pass on Friday night, and it's just highlight, you know, really a game, you know, I don't know if it's frustration, Tim Bowl, you know, Austin Rivers is a, you know, known trash talk in the NBA, and he'll go back and forth with people, but sources say that Mo Bamba, he does not, Austin Rivers, I don't know if people know, is the son of Doc Rivers, coach of the 76ers. You know, I think he does not like to be known as, you know, guy who got his career only because his dad's a head coach. You know, something said along those lines that aggravated Rivers. And Bamba, who wasn't even in the game, comes off the bench. It was just a weird situation, you know. Something that probably escalated too far, you know, too quick, you know. But so definitely worthy of the suspensions they got.
It was no. That huge brawl that happened 15, 20 years ago. Malice in the Palace, though.
No. I bet. It was really just those two guys going after each other.
Big college basketball upset. Indiana upsets Purdue 75-79-74. Your thoughts on this major upset?
The Hoosiers are hot right now. You know, I think winners of 6 out of 7 games.
Who are ranked number 21?
You know, big in-state battle, you know. Yeah, you know, got, you know, that's a huge win for them. Kind of solidifies their spot in the NCAA tournament. And really, you know, a road loss in the middle of the year for Purdue is not really a shocking or something that really, you know, alarm anybody. You know, it's tough to win games in your conference on the road, so especially in an NCAA rival. So I don't think this should send any shockwaves to the America. You know, Purdue, to me, is still the second best team. I think Alabama is the best team in the country, and we'll see who, you know, I don't have the polls come out yet. They should come out any minute, or they haven't yet. They might have already come out, but we'll see who is the new number one, or Purdue State's number one.
Who also, which Alabama's coach, Oates, got an extension recently, so he's sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, he's a good coach. He's a good recruiter and a good coach. He's a good combo in college. sure.
Ryan, we're a week out of the Super Bowl. Who do you got to win it this weekend? The big game, the world championship.
I'm still riding, the Chiefs. I think, it's hard to go against Patrick Mahomes. I think his ankle is getting healthy, and as long as it's healthy, I think they're able, and his weapons are getting healthy, other than Nicole Hardman. They should have enough, Travis Kelce and company. I think the Eagles, they're a great team. I think they're not going anywhere. Their time will come. Jalen Hurts is a great story, but I'm still going to go with the Chiefs to win it.
Yeah, the argument is the Eagles has not aced a quarterback like Mahomes, which is probably a big factor this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, they really haven't, but they're not just winning games, they're demolishing teams. So it's really, they haven't played anybody, but they haven't let any of these mediocre quarterbacks stay around, no, either. So
there you have it. Well, we're on to the Super Bowl. Ryan Christo, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about, hey, I know a third piece that would be good for the Mavericks. What's the best way to reach you on Twitter?
Mad Dog Report on Twitter. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm really curious to see how the next 4 days go in the NBA trade deadline, see what happens. It's one of those things that can either a lot can happen or not a lot. Every year is a different story, for sure.
Give us a prediction. Do you sense anything that will be traded by this Thursday?
Ooh.
A Russell Westbrook trade or maybe Olynyk.
I think
or
Russell
maybe,
Westbrook will be traded. I just can't tell you where. I don't know.
Who is?
It's probably going to be a salary dump somewhere. probably a non-contender, like a Spurs. What?
You mean a Kevin Durant trade?
Oh no, I don't think there'll be a Kevin Durant trade. I think he'll stay pat. I think he'll see how this season goes. So,
who's your first?
You would never know.
You said someone, right? For that big trade. You mentioned a name, or you're just saying generally?
Well, I think Russell Westbrook will be traded. I don't know where. like you said, maybe Chris Paul might be traded. But I think sellers, you gotta look at somebody like the Raptors, and they gotta sell a lot of their individual pieces. Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, OG Abanoya. You mentioned the Jazz. We'll see who they're gonna trade away. Olynyk, Beasley, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
So they have a lot of pieces there that could be going. Conley. So there's definitely. I don't know if we'll see a blockbuster trade that we saw yesterday, but you'll definitely see some pieces moving, contenders just trying to build up their roster just a little bit before the playoff push.
Did you know that Kyrie Irving's contract, I believe it says in his third season, he doesn't get paid unless he wins the championship? Have you heard that?
No, I didn't hear that at all.
I heard something this morning, but let me look at my sources. He doesn't get paid at all unless he wins the championship.
I think there's something, the extension that they were trying to work out where in New Jersey that he declined in, and that's what ultimately – it was something crazy that was put in their contract that he didn't like that and that him that made him want to demand a trade last week.
And will Mark Cuban force him to get vaccinated?
That's probably not. It's in Texas, I got that.
Okay. All right. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. We'll keep you up to date for NBA trade deadline. Maybe Ryan might come back on Friday to recap it. Maybe Russell Westbrook went to Dallas or to Miami or the New York Knicks. I don't know. I'm just naming random teams. I don't know anything. And see what happens. But so far, the best trade so far is Kyrie going to the Mavericks. Pretty excited. We'll see if a championship since 2011, Dallas has not won. We'll see if that can be revived with Luka, the great European all-star. Ryan Christo, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Santiago, it's good to be here. And everybody have a great day. God bless.
And this was your update.